February 25th, 2024. Who's my family? While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew 12:46-50. A different family. Now, as the firstborn in his family, Jesus would have been responsible for the family, since it's assumed that Joseph has died by this time, because he's not brought up again after the mention of him at Christ's birth or the travel to Jerusalem. The crowd may have frowned at his behavior toward his family in this passage. They may have considered it rude. But a big lesson in this is the fact that as a believer, what is earthly is in a way significantly diminished compared to what is eternal. As believers, we now not only have an earthly family, but all the more a heavenly family. We don't only associate ourselves to what is seen, but more to what is unseen. This may come off as offensive to men and women around us, maybe even careless, but in Christ, we no longer are only earthly minded, but heavenly minded. The world finds great respect for family. So when they see a man not wrapped up in the family first mindset, it is alarming to them. But in fact, we have a different family, a different hope, a different perspective. We have a different responsibility. When we come to Christ, we also may end up being rejected by our own family. This is okay. This text shows us that we now live in a reality that even in rejection, we can move forward, because now we are Christ's family. Number two, Christ's brothers and sisters. We also see clearly Christ's great love for those who have placed their trust in him. All of you and I who believe in Christ are his family. He loves us. We are precious to him. He magnifies what we have as an earthly family times thousands. He blows it up. It's magnified. We have something so much better, so much more. And this should give us great confidence in his care and affection for us. This should make us more bold in the face of persecution, in the face of those who mock and poke at us. We are the sons and daughters, brothers and sisters of the King that Matthew has plainly been pointing out. He is the older brother who will one day come to our rescue and make right every wrong done to us. Let this encourage us, and let us hear Christ say, "Here are my mother and my brothers." And with this, let us have a happy Sunday.